With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
On, let me get it together. What's good, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation, where I do each and every week, man. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And you know what I'm gonna do this week? I'm gonna do the same thing, right? So before we get into all that and get into my guests and everything that we're gonna talk about this evening, y'all know I like to give a shout out to all the people who download the audio version of this platform, because y'all are the real MVPs. I say that each and every week because it's very important that when you get into this whole podcasting game, right, that you pay attention to the different parts of it. Now, I know a lot of people, when they do these things, they like to get up here and they think about, you know, the visual part of it, because that's a thing. You know, with social media, people want to really be seen. So they put the focus on that part when it comes to the platform. And then when things don't go a certain way, or when they run out of guests, or they don't really know how to keep that thing interesting about whatever their niche is, then the next thing you know, they go away. Right? Because it take a lot, you know, like you got to edit, you got to clip, you got to do a whole lot of other things in the background when it comes to the visual part. So it's not easy. It's work. But that audio version, right? So think about radio. See, podcasting is really equivalent to radio. The sensationalizing of it has come with the fact of social media and you being able to now look inside. That's why if you think about The Breakfast Club, right? The Breakfast Club is really a radio morning show on a radio station. But right now, every time they do interviews, it's marketed and promoted almost as if it's a podcast. Now, kind of think about that, y'all. Not only do they do whatever they do, part of the big major corporation that gets big funding from the big advertisers, right? They also come get the monetizing dollar from the streaming off of the same people, not all of the same people, but the majority of the same people. Remember, it's millions of people in New York. Like an artist, a lot of things can go platinum, can do a million of anything in New York alone. If you in New York, you don't really have to worry about another state, just like California, right? If you in California, in certain parts of California, it's a million people in those areas, more. So if you could catch the people, you could pretty much do, you know, really big numbers in one particular area. But if you guys kind of look at that, they even market and promote all of the interviews they do as a podcast. They put the audio version out and they put the visual version out. And they also have the regular terrestrial radio. And they've been able to capture the audience just based off of that. Now, so for all of you guys out here that do this podcast thing, then listen, why wouldn't you be a person that thought about it from that aspect? Yo, if I'm going to get my joint popping, it's the conversation that needs to be important. What they getting, what's the substance? Not just how you look. Sometimes how you look can mess up your stuff, because then people look at you and be like, yo, I don't like the way you look, and can't get past that. And now they can't get into your content or nothing because they don't like how you look. So sometimes how you look ain't really always important, but we understand everybody looks for that validation. So double salute to all the people that download the audio version of the podcast. I said all that to say that, I guess. I don't know. But what else I'm going to say is that for those of you guys that are out here doing the podcast thing, the platform thing, and you want to know how to get your audio version on places like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, and all the other places that they stream audio podcasts, and I got the link for y'all. All y'all got to do is just link in the description, rss.com. They'll even allow you guys to get out here and start for free, where you'll be able to take the audio version of whatever you're doing. So if you're recording your stuff on Zoom or on StreamYard or wherever you're doing your podcast, right? So if you're just going live somewhere, there's a way, like if you're just going live somewhere, say like you just go live on YouTube and that's how you start your podcast, you can take that link and then you can get it, you can turn that into an MP3. Once you take that MP3, you can upload that MP3 and the audio version of it, and you can go ahead and distribute it. There's no reason for you not to be able to start your platform, because that's what it's really about. So if you guys need to know how to do that, how to get the information, how to sling that out, then I want y'all to click the link in the description to rss.com, and you guys can get that information and you'll be able to start for free. So it's no excuse to get your audio version of your podcast out. All right. But so again, thank y'all all for joining me each and every week. Thank you all for jumping on the replays that y'all do. It's so dope because a lot of y'all get on the replays, y'all get in the comments, and y'all keep it going. So I thank y'all. But since the last time I talked to y'all, y'all know a lot has happened, right? One of the things that's happened is tragic, and I want to give a shout-out to the family. Not really a shout-out, but I want to give my condolences to the family, because, you know, over the weekend, it was a guy who got married. I mean, literally his wedding day, like he got married. They've been working towards it. They put a lot of effort into this special day for them to, you know, get together and, you know, commit to each other and the whole nine. But then the groom loses his life on the very same night that he gets married. So, you know, sometimes just, you know, it's to have empathy for people is one thing, right? Because you got to have empathy for people, because if something like that happened to you that was unbelievable, or to the point where it was hard to believe, I guess that's what unbelievable means. But, you know, when those things happen, it just kind of make you think. A lot of people question if there's a God when stuff happens like that. Because they feel like when something like that happens to a person, when it's supposed to be their day or their best time of their life or the best thing that ever happened to them, next thing you know, you can have the best day and the worst day all in the same day. And that's crazy. If you want to think about life and think about things that people may go through or things that you can never fathom and expect, just wrap your mind around that. Right? Huh? That your best day and your worst day can be the same day. Some people always talk about other people and what they do and how they get their money and all these other things, but I keep coming back to the same 24-hour rule. You know, everybody has the same 24 hours in a day, and what can happen in that 24 hours can happen to anyone. So imagine that particular type of life that we get to live. So many people worry about tomorrow, but so they're so disconnected from the right now. They're so disconnected from the present moment. And I want y'all to all think about it. And let's move on from that. But like I said, you know, my condolences to the family. Rest in peace to that brother. Man, I wish y'all. I'm so sorry that happened to y'all, man. And you know, I'm praying that y'all able to get through this and able to, you know, maneuver and keep and do the best y'all can with going forward, because that's tragic. Especially on top of everything that's been happening based on the storms and all the people that are still trapped. You got people who had bought a bunch of supplies because they was expecting the storm. And then now they still don't have power. So all the things that they bought have now spoiled. And their FEMA is not actually, you know, really on the ground helping. They're on the ground, but they're not helping. So people are not able to get new supplies and get new groceries and none of these things. So people are putting food together based on things that they pretty much can't eat. Now, I don't know why people didn't cook as much food as possible that they could and kind of try to refrigerate that to last a little while because of the fact that you knew it might be in a storm. But I guess having cooked food longer than raw food would balance out a little bit longer than that. So now you have people that went out there and did all of this stocking for the support for the storm, and then now they still don't have power. So these people need help. These people need all kinds of donations. They need food. They need a lot of different things. And I don't really know how the system is set up right now for them to get that help, because the Red Cross and FEMA and all these other places that are supposed to be there in times of tragedy like this, they ain't got no money. Like, what you mean you don't have no money? Like, what do you mean that you're broke? Like, that is bananas. There's no way a government-funded situation like FEMA and Red Cross and all these other people, yeah, I know they take donations and all that. Yeah, especially Red Cross. If you go run around taking people's blood, what y'all doing with it? You should have some type of reserve or funding somewhere that y'all could chip in and help get people supplies and food. Y'all bugging. So at the same time, like, where the money at? Hold on. The migrants come over here, they getting the paper, they getting $9,000 a month. So what are y'all talking about? So you mean to tell me that all this wars and all these other things that's being funded, and y'all telling the American people how much money y'all spending and sending, and you telling me that the place that you that supposed to be there for in times of when it's like this, natural disasters, and people really needing help, you mean to tell me they saying they don't got no paper, yo? All right, bet. Let's take that off of the dollar. Take that off of the dollar, because what I heard that this administration said that they was doing was giving out $700 and something to people that was affected by the storm. But then people over here that ain't even from here getting $9,000 a month. I don't get it, yo. Like, somebody talk to me. And y'all sitting up here knocking on people's doors and passing out flyers trying to get people to vote for a situation, talking about what they're going to do when the same people that's in power right now ain't doing it now. What are you telling me? You mean to tell me they're going to do it when you don't need it? Like, people need it now. So I don't know, yo. I think that's crazy to me. And not only that, think about it. What happened with all these UFO crashes or these supposedly UFO crashes that just happened the last few days? Like, what's going on with that? Why that ain't blasted all over the news? Huh? Why? But and then where's the thing about them entering the atmosphere? Now, I don't know about y'all, man, but I mean, as much as they say that even to enter the Earth's atmosphere, you know, it's a certain type of G-force that when things come in, it looks like it's on fire. Now, I know it's a whole lot of other technology and different things like that. We know that. And there's things that can happen. And I know all these other things. But if we're in the firmament, how are people coming in through the sky? Y'all talk to me about that. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me about that, yo. Just tell me. But there's been a bunch of crashes that's been reported, right? So if it can't, things can't come in through the sky. Like, yo, look, all right. So maybe it's just me. Like I said, I'm not the one that will argue with people over conspiracy theories and all that, because I'm just using basic common sense. I'm not out here using theory for nobody. This is common sense. If they have UFO crashes in North Carolina, New Jersey, and in Maryland, if they had them all simultaneously at the same time, so you mean to tell me all the people piling in the ships or the aliens in the same ships, you mean to tell me all three of these people got, they all cracked, like they all smoked the same blunt, they all took the same shot, like they all on the same, I don't know, y'all. I mean, like, whatever. But the fact that they're not telling y'all that this really happened is bananas to me. You got to go out there and get the news from people like us, these platforms. That's why they're trying so hard to get rid of freedom of speech, because they know that this is how y'all going to get this news. And I'm sorry, y'all ain't got to take it if y'all don't want to. That's the good thing about it. If y'all taking the shit that they shoving down y'all throat, go ahead. But just remember, they putting things in plain sight. And before I bring my guests up, because, you know, we're not going to talk about none of this right here, but the fact that y'all know how I do, you know, I got to give y'all this. Another thing I want y'all to think about, since they keep distracting y'all with Diddy, like with Puff, every time people get off it, they bring up something else about Puff. But just remember, all the things that happened to these people that supposedly on these tapes, when it came with him and when it came to the Epstein cat and all these other things, remember, they gonna put what they gonna do right in your face. So y'all need to watch the movie Blink twice, because that movie right there will shed a whole lot of light on what's been happening to people at
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hear these parties. Don't believe that people are out here not being taken advantage of because they want to be famous, not because they want the money, because a lot of times people get the money, but they don't get addicted to that. They get addicted to the fame, because if they was addicted to the money, it wouldn't be so many crackheads in Hollywood. It wouldn't be so many, all these other type of substance abusers in Hollywood. If they was addicted to the money, the last thing that an addict want to do is get rid of what they're addicted to. So if people addicted to money, they wouldn't be spending it on stupid shit like drugs. So they're not addicted to the money. They're addicted to the fame and hiding from the fact of the things that they're doing to be famous. And that movie will open your eyes to a lot of things. They was giving these girls these things to make them feel like every time it's a good time. And it was making them forget what was really going on to them. So I want y'all to pay attention. So all these girls on these boats and yachts and all these other things, all these baddies and all these, you know, all this stuff, that this lifestyle that people sitting up here trying to, you, that's what I'm telling you guys out here. Y'all keep checking off on these girls based on how they look. Y'all gonna get more than what y'all gonna get more than what you're paying for, since you want to be a lame and mess up the game and use your money to buy women. These women are out here with the dudes as money, and a lot of them are lame and they're corny just because they got money, and they slipping stuff in these girls' drinks just to be able to take advantage of them. They can't talk to a girl, y'all. Anyway, so with that being said, y'all know the vibes. Y'all know how I do. This your boy, Rob One. Y'all know how we do. The comments will be wide open tonight. And for those of y'all that's watching, if you're not subscribed, you're watching us on YouTube, make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all like and hit the notification button so y'all can know. I'm going to bring my guests up because we about to chop it up. We're going to get into a whole lot of stuff that's going on. And this brother got a lot of answers for y'all that's been hitting me up asking me certain things. So we're going to get into it because I got the brother Andre Lassiter in the building. And let's bring him on up real quick. Yo, what's good, bro?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, Rob One? I appreciate you bringing me on.
Oh, man. Yeah, appreciate you coming on, man, and wanting to be, you know, tell the people what's going on out here. So let's do that. Go ahead and introduce yourself and let everybody know why you're on the platform this evening.
No doubt. So I'm Andre Lassiter with MS3IT.com, one of the principals there, right? So long story short about what we do lots of AI and automation for companies as well as IT, right? Traditional IT services from, you know, the servers to the cloud stuff to, you know, running cables if you need for a new building. We're delving into energy now, so solar chargers, all that good stuff. And AI and automation is our big calling card, right? So we'll delve into more of that, and yeah, we'll chop it up.
Yo, and that's what's really dope, because there's a lot going on with AI right now, right? Where people have either they fear in it because they are worried about it taking their job. And, you know, especially with Elon, he got a lot going on. You know, the Tesla robots have been showing up everywhere now. And, you know, so people are in this type of thing, right? But I feel like a lot of these things are given to us to be able to use as tools so we don't have to be so much in the rat race. So I think a lot of AI will work to our benefit if we learn how to use it and not be scared of it. You know what I mean? So talk to us a little bit about, before we get down to the other things, because the servers and the cloud stuff, all that stuff is very important too for people to understand how that works. But let's talk a little bit about AI automation and what can you automate exactly with what you guys do over there in your company.
For sure, for sure. So, boy, what do we automate? Honestly, everything, any and everything. My business coach, right? She tells me, Erica Simpson, shout out, by the way. She tells me that, you know, anything you do three times in your business, you need to delegate or automate, right? So, and I took that to heart. And now we're starting to automate lots of things, not saying that you don't need people, right? Because that, like you said, right, it's not necessarily replacing everyone. Granted, some jobs are going to get taken away. It is what it is. It's part of how things work, right? With every revolution, now we're in the AI revolution, and that does happen, but it allows people right now, you can get ahead of that and you can reskill and you can learn about how to use the tools, right? Because it's nothing but a hammer, a wrench, a chainsaw, whatever it is, that's your tool, right? So you got to use your tool to effectively do your job. And that's what we're doing with AI, right? So we've got voice AI, we've got AI chatbots, we've got AI that examines photos. We're working on a project potentially with the military to examine photos of aircrafts for repairs, right? And it can tell you within a certain percentile how well the repair is done, if it needs to go back and get fixed, all kinds of crazy things that, you know, AI and automation can do. But, you know, more hitting home for small and medium sized businesses is your follow ups, right? You're reaching out to your clients, you're scheduling, even some sales calls, right? So baseline sales calls, it can get pretty granular, but, you know, for small and medium businesses, yeah, just those intros and the sales calls and the booking appointments and all the mundane stuff that, you know, if you could free up your front staff to really do some stuff that drives revenue for you, that's what you want to do. You want to use that AI and that automation to handle all that routine stuff.
Nah, that make a lot of sense, because I'm here thinking of a bunch of different things now. AI could be used in certain industries that I don't think has actually tapped into yet. That will help out. So with automation, is there a way with what you guys do, it could automate research, like, or use AI for more research? Because I understand, like, you know, a lot of people use ChatGPT, and the regular version can only go back and bring up things, I think, from its release date, I think somewhere like 2014. Then they have like a new version of it that can do up to date. But outside of that, are you able to help certain businesses, like if they're in real estate or any of these things, music or whatever, that AI can automate research for them, like to basically based upon what they're actually looking for?
For sure, for sure. So we've got AI employees, we've got AI robots, they do it all, right? Like you said, for research purposes, it can go out, find competition about your find information about your competition.
Yeah.
Put it all together for you, do an analysis and spit you out what you need to know. Or it can, you know, let's say you're in real estate, it can go grab all the potential, whatever the case may be, from certain sites, like real estate investors. We've got some clients that do real estate investing. It can go out, grab certain information, fill out forms for you, do all that good jazz. have the conversations with, you know, your leads, right? Because speed to lead is everything. So we've got some workflows that straight up call them. It's like, boom. All right, you hit that ad, right? You hit that Facebook ad, that Google ad, that TikTok ad, whatever the case may be, or you call that We Buy Houses number. Boom. It's the voice AI that's talking to you. Oh, okay. It's going to ask you some questions. This, that, the third. And, you know, all that's hands off. All you had to do is watch your calendar fill up with appointments and hit them back, or either, you know, it can live transfer to a live person if it's a hot deal and they're ready to sell right then and there. So yeah, it can do a lot for you, including doing research on the property if they give you the address.
Yeah. So see, I want to add, because you know, that's dope. It's a lot of different little intricate parts that I would like to ask, but that would be me being selfish. So we're not going to do that right now. But like we talked before when we first met, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna put some things together because I already can see how it will help with a lot of different things. But all right, so with the company and with the things that you're doing, what made you want to get into the whole AI and tech field from that perspective? Being that, you know, it's a lot involved in that. I think a lot of sales that is involved in what you're doing, you know. So what inspired you to get into the tech space?
Yeah, so long story short, it was necessity, right? Again, to bring up my business coach, you know, my wife and I, we had a You Break, I Fix franchise store, right, that we owned in Wake Forest. When we were fixing cell phones and iPads and computers and all that good stuff. For years. And, you know, when you own a franchise, you're like, oh, great, everything's in a box. You know what I'm saying? Everything's good. But that may not necessarily be the case. So you need your own automation sometimes. And I was like, okay, my coach said, have you checked out, you know, this platform, that platform, tried this, that, the third? I said, nah, I haven't, but let's give it a shot. So we ended up developing our own, you know, systems for within You Break, I Fix to run it more smoothly.
Right.
We're following up on autopilot with our clients, putting out sales and, you know what I mean? Like, come in, if you're a VIP, come in for this particular deal, you shoot the text out, people come in, right? It drives business. That's what we're here for, to use tech to drive the business, not just because, right? But yeah, little things like that, that's how we got into it, out of needing it ourselves. So, you know, it's a little bit different perspective than the tech guy that doesn't know business, right? Because you got the tech guy that's just building cool stuff. He ain't understanding necessarily, that's really nice, but how's it going to help me get to this bag? How's it going to help me get this bread? How's it going to help me get more revenue in my business?
Right.
And that's what we focus on. It's like, okay, well, what's your end goal? Get more clients, get more money. All right, we got some tech for that. Let's sit down and figure out what it looks like for you.
Nah, that's dope, because most people don't get into certain things with the thought process of helping others, right? Most people get into it for their own personal scenario, right? Because sometimes that's the only way we know that there's a need sometimes, is if we recognize a need in ourselves. Right. But that also goes with people actually doing the self-evaluation, because I was just in a business meeting last week with a bunch of high level, high millionaires, bought and sold companies, VCs, and all these other things. And the main thing that I got out of that is most of them said that they really didn't start really making money until they got out of their own way. Yep. They said they always hit a certain plateau and peak because they wanted to be hands-on with everything, because they felt like it wasn't going to get done the right way if they didn't do it, right? It wasn't until they used the power of delegation that they were able to scale their business and grow. So what you're saying is true. There is a such thing, and that's with anything, right? I think that's the goals with money. There's a lot of people who save money, and because that's what they do, they're slow to really make money because they're too busy saving it, as if not making room for it to grow, versus using money as a tool, like to make more money. So what you're doing is dope because you guys can also educate people from a business standpoint. You don't have to just sell them a text saying, hey, you might could use this. But being that you guys ran a franchise and use actual tech to help scale your business, you have a proof of concept.
Yep.
So I think that's what makes what you're doing really dope, because you actually have a proof of concept, because you're not just a tech guy. You also are the business guy as well, too. Right. So talk to me a little bit about getting out of your own way. When did you really realize that, you know, even though I own this business, I'm running it, it's a franchise, but, you know, it's still a business to be ran. When did you feel like that in order for you to even jump out there? I know you say you had a business coach first. OK, I guess this is the question. Mm-hmm. You said your business coach name earlier. We want to make sure you mention her again. But how did you connect with the business coach? Was it going to a seminar, you meeting them, you reached out to them? How did that work out for you to get a mentor?
Yeah, no, I'll tell you the story. It wasn't me, right? It was my wife. Straight up and down. So we were in, you know, real estate investing, trying to get our feet wet. This is probably, I don't know, 2011, 2012. And we went out to Charlotte to a RIA meeting. And we actually ended up, you know, bumping into our coach. We didn't know she was going to be our coach at the time, but Erica Simpson, Bossed Up Academy, by the way. The name dropped a little bit in there, right? But she actually started talking with my wife. Her and my wife were talking, you know, two black females, chopping it up in the real estate space. And you know, she wasn't pushing coaching, wasn't pushing her product or anything. Just gave some helpful advice. It was real good people. They stayed in communication. And years later, it was like, oh, I've seen you coaching. You know what I mean? And like nurturingly by social media, because we saw everything she posted, right? We saw what she did.
Right.
At the time, it wasn't a good fit. But later on down the line, things progressed and it's like, oh man, yeah, we could really use some mentorship and, you know what I mean? This, that, the third.
Yeah.
Gave her a call and the rest was history. So, you know, that's the origin story of how we connected, and it's been strong ever since.
That's the dopest thing, right? Is to be able to come to a realization of when you need help. And I mean, that's with anything in life, right? Because, you know, as men, we are expected to never need help, but always to be the help, right? Yep. In order for us to need help, that would show other people a sign of weakness, when that's really showing strength from a man to say, hey, I need help. You know, I can do this, but I need help. And very seldom do you get the respect that you deserve whenever you say that you need help, right? Okay. It always goes against a certain level of, you know what, that's why I'm just going to do it. That's why so many men, they pass away so early from hypertension and heart disease and mental disorders, because they put so much pressure on themselves because they're expected to never need help. But they're always expected to be the help for everybody that they consider, you know, responsible for, versus everybody around understanding that that's one person. So if everybody helped the one person, then more get done than the one person trying to help everybody. But very seldom do people see it that way. Right. So the fact that you were able to say, and I mean, I know you got to give your wife credit for having the networking skills, right, to actually be able to have a conversation with this woman, because I've been to a bunch of RIA meetings. I'm actually a member of RIA. So I understand what it's like to go to these meetings and be able to talk with people, because they'll group people up depending on what they do. So you could pretty much know who you want to meet, sort of, when it comes down to, because some people specialize in one thing, but they do multiple, right?
Yep.
So that was a good networking thing that y'all did. Y'all found and y'all stayed in contact, y'all followed up, and then that person that y'all linked with, they was growing, obviously, enough for y'all to say, hey, we might need to learn from that person. But then to say, let me get out the way, get a mentor, they tell me a few things, you use those few things and now develop a company. Because is this company that you are representing, is this your company, this tech company, mm-hmm. or one you work for now? This is your tech company.
It is. I don't typically put it out there, but
so that is. I mean, but no, it's all love, because sometimes I get it. Why, you know, it's cool to not always have to tell people what is yours in order for it to be a success. But what I'm thinking is purpose. Sometimes you just never know how you're gonna find your purpose, and sometimes it comes off of the fact of you just being open and willing to understand that you may have. You know, to be open to receive, because even to get help is to receive, right? That yep. help is to receive, right? So you got to be open enough to receive in order for you to find your purpose, because you guys have one business. And now look at this one, birthed out of the fact of you being able to get some information from a mentor. That is dope, yo. Mentorship is very important, yo. So yeah, super shout out to your mentor, yo. Right? Because you guys jumped out in real estate and then turned into a whole tech company, which is really dope. So let's talk about that for a second. Whenever you guys have to approach people about actually spending money to make money, because that's technically the concept, right? Spending money in tech mm-hmm. in order for you to make more money. That's a hard concept for most people to get. So how are you guys approaching that conversation with people?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So a lot of what we're you know, engaged in a conversation with now is mid-market to enterprise. But to right. your point, right, like small business, we've got several small business clients as well. But it's tougher, right, because everything's hand-to-mouth. Like you put your last dime into this business and you need a return right then and right there. And it's hard to see that if I drop a couple, you know, drop a couple of dollars over here, I need that money tomorrow.
Right.
And, you know, there are certain paths you can take. And you might not get the biggest, baddest, best system, right? Because, frankly, you don't have the budget for it. But there right. are certain elements that we can implement that can fit in a budget. They can get you way further than you try to do it on your own. You know, right. if you drop X amount of dollars a month, you might be able to take away three tasks that free up, you know, let's say 10 hours, 20 hours a month. That's a lot of time that you can.
That's a lot of time.
Getting revenue, you know.
Man, that's a lot of time.
Sitting replying to text messages, you know, voicemails, stuff that came through your website, you know, in a form. Let AI and automation handle that. If it's going to get you the business, let it do it. You know, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what you missed out on. You know what I mean? Like you gave up a lot of revenue trying to chase a penny or two.
Right. And I noticed too, with the way that people can use AI, right? It's a way that a person can develop it where it could be unique for them, but also be something that can help other people in a different business, because it's on you that came up with a certain thing to say, hey, I'm thinking about this. Can AI do this? And then you guys develop it and it's like, oh, it can. Next thing you know, you also help another industry or service that can be sold to be created as well too, just based off of that. So I think it's amazing that you guys even come at it from the angle of, you know, one of our most valuable resources is time. I don't think you can put a dollar amount on time, especially when you think about how many people live just for the weekend. Like Ooh. They will go these 5 days to only get a day and a half that they celebrate. And they really feel like those are the most important days of the week that they get, because those are the days where they feel like they don't have to report to nobody. But those are the shortest days that you get, because you fill it with so much stuff, you know, like very seldom are you able to really vacay on when you need it, right? Because you have your time all bottled up. And I even think that the way that you guys are approaching it should be a way that a lot of people can relate, because I mean, come on. I mean, saving more time so you can be able to do whatever it is that already makes you the money. Like, you really can't argue with that. So it's really like a hard, thing for people to argue with. Now, pricing may be an issue for people if they say, hey, you know, right now my business is not making this, but it needs this to make this, then it's almost like, okay, well then, you know, for some people that have a business, they might have to have a job and a business.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and sure. So, cause that's how it go. Like some people got a, look, some people got a business and with no employees, but them.
That's it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They got to go talk to themselves in the mirror. Like, they can't even get mad at nobody else for not doing certain things. Yo, you ain't make that follow-up call? Who you mad at? You mad at you? Like, yo, you didn't make the follow-up call, fam. Oh, you forgot to respond to that email earlier? Oh, no. You forgot to respond to that email earlier. So that's how that go whenever you doing so much. And I am a victim of that myself because, you know, for so long I've had to be the person that said, oh, yo, y'all ain't going to do it? I bet. I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And don't even think about it and learn it. Like, and learn it. Go do the research. Go figure it out. Learn it and then do it. And then don't even, you know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes down to what, because what I learned about whenever you delegate to certain people, but you got to pay them, whenever you need changes done, that's where the frustration comes in from the person. Because a lot of people that do a service feel like they are creative. So they'll bring you something and feel like, yo, he going to go with this. And you'll be like, oh, yo, but can you do this? And then they come back and you'll be like, yeah, but can you do that? And then it's a thing. Right now they feel like they're not getting paid enough for doing the work. So then it's like, well, then damn, you don't take pride in your work. You want the money. So I might as well learn how to do it myself.
Right. Or get an like, attitude. Yo,
I mean, you're going to get an attitude because it ain't what I bet. I won't pay you nothing. I'll learn my own and I'll figure it out on my own and then boom. Because that's one thing as people, as grown-ups, as adults, that we can never stop doing. And that's to stop learning. The moment you feel like you know everything is the moment you lost. I promise you. Because you got to continue to be able to learn. So don't let a person keep telling you no. Like, yo, you're going to keep telling me no. All right, I'm going to figure it out. So we can do a couple of things. Like, you remember how they said when people used to go to the restaurant and they didn't have enough to pay the bill? It was like, yo, fam, I'll go wash some dishes back there, yo. Right. Just don't embarrass me. Let me walk her outside, and then I'm going to come right back in, and I'm going to bust these suds down for helping me out. That's the same thing we got to do with other things. Like, is there a way that we can trade off services, right, sometimes? Mm-hmm. But it got to be things that people want to add value to and not just take away from. So let's talk a little bit about the other services that you guys provide. So AI automation is one, but you also said cloud, and you also said a couple of other things. So let's talk about the other things that your company does. Service. I know you said something about service.
I got you. For sure. So we do all that good stuff when, you know, you've got a company that needs Amazon cloud hosting or Azure hosting. You know, we can get you set up on plans there, right? And get the proper resources that you may need, whether it's you know, data storage for your company, or, you know, if you've got a project, you're developing apps and you need, you know, back-end architecture, all that good stuff. We do phone plans, we do internet. Right. So let's say you're moving into a new building, right? One of the things that we had to do as well when we moved into the building, it was a brand new construction. So we had to go get contractors, you know, figure out how to get the internet. What do you do? First thing people do is they go call whoever's local, Spectrum, Windstream, whoever, right? What can you do? So we're kind of like a broker, and we can say, all right, where are you? Let me run serviceability. Let me see all the people that service this particular area. Let me get you a line here. What are you looking for? First of all, not necessarily how much do you want to pay? What does your business need? All right, cool. You got 10 computers. Because I'll present you some options. We'll get to the money, but we're going to talk about that need first. You know, you've got 10 computers in here. They're running a lot of throughput. You're streaming this, that, the third. You got high-res video uploads. And, you know, people are like, yeah, but I only want to pay X amount of dollars for that. You can do it, but you're going to be mad. So I can give you what you ask for, or I can give you what you need. Which one do you want to do? We can meet in the middle. You still might be mad. But, but you know, I'm going to give you all the options and put them on the table. And you tell me what you want to do, right? So, I see John popping up in there, but it's one of those things where we're able to work with companies, you know, and advise, right? We're essentially a trusted advisor for tech, right? We don't necessarily, you know, just throw out random stuff. Oh yeah, we got a special on this, that, the third. Yeah, we're gonna get you the good price. We're gonna negotiate, figure out what's what. But we do want to look out for our clients first and foremost. So if that's, you know, if that's not what you're looking for, maybe we're not at the right place for you to come. You know, we're gonna, I mean, gonna get you the right deal. We're more about quality, and I don't want my name to be bad. And our company's name's not going to be bad, right? And if there's a deal to be had and you can get away with it and it suits your needs, by all means, go with the low-cost solution. You know, I'm not here to trump up things, and it doesn't do me any good to add on things that you're not going to use, because all you're going to do is come back and say, I'm paying for all this crap that I'm not using. But if I get you what you need, you're good.
You good. And that's a good way to be, because a lot of people like to upsell people, and they'll be sitting on stuff that they don't really need just to be able to say, hey, I upsold them, and you know, they go for the kill. We understand this is a jungle out here, right? But I think that's dope, man, because let me ask you something about the server part. So if a person had to come up with a call center, right? Would you guys be able to set up servers to be able to, you know, make the call center be able to be functional?
Yeah, that's a funny thing. Yeah, yes, we can. We can definitely do that. You know, that's part of IT leadership is a service that we can do. We can get all the resources together, you know, set up everything, make it functional, have some consultations. But on the other side of that, what we're looking at doing right now are some AI call centers. Right? So AI is placing the calls. You got to be careful about that because of recent governance, right? Like, it was just a great thing. California and New York are leading the way. It's going to trickle down to everybody. You know, there's so many laws on the books now, and that's part of what we have to do too, is, you know, we're looking at the laws. We're, you know, analyzing and saying, okay, we got to change this, change that. Yes, you want to do this, but you're going to be illegal in 3 months if you do that. So do you want to spend all this money to do that and then be illegal? Because I'm not signing off on it. You know, that's on you,
right?
Kind of deal, right? You know, it's just all that good stuff that people don't think about, because there are so many AI solutions out here now. But you need that shepherd, right? Like, you need that guide. If that's not your world, so many things that can and will go wrong. We've been approached by companies that spent seven figures and have to get it fixed.
Well, you know how it is. You know, a lot of people, they just want what's hot and what's real right now. Some people rather ask for forgiveness than permission. If that makes sense, it's like, yo, it ain't illegal right now. So bet, what they gonna do? They gonna get mad because I did something that wasn't illegal when I did it, and then they figure out a way to get to the lobbyists or get to the senators and try to figure out a way around it. That, because most of the time when people have money, that's what they do. Yeah. They go holler at them senators. Next thing you know, they at them $2,000 dinners. You know, trying to figure this out. Like, yo, fam, I got this big time thing over here. This is what I was doing. I'm going to donate to this. If you, what we doing? And then that's how a lot of things get moved around too as well. So we understand the more that people are able to use certain things to, you know, like you said, boost that revenue, they're going to do and get things passed and freed up so it can keep maneuvering, especially for the people who are the benefit. right? I've had a lot of people on this platform, and we've talked from a real personal space. And I mean, I guess they didn't know that I was going to ask them certain questions, but I think it's just based on the conversation, right? Like, we want to just know. Like, it's not being nosy, but we want to know. Like, yo, if you saying that we could do this, all right, we're going to do it. If you saying that we can't do it because this is going to happen in the future, all right, bet. Yeah. How can we get in front of that? Or which state is not coming to yet?
Oh, yeah.
Because then we could put our center there, right? Because I saw what 50 Cent did when he put up his movie studio. He went all the way to Louisiana to put it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, he bypassed so many different warehouses to get to Louisiana in order for you to do that. But we understand it was a difference of why he went down there, right? State laws, state taxes, different type of things that go on in different states that a lot of people don't pay attention to. And they always wondering, like, why would a person go do this? They ain't even from there. But when you're doing business and you learn that states have certain issues that other ones don't, then you'll learn how to really maneuver around and do what the people that make all the money do. But look, I want people to be able to get in contact with you, man, and be able to, you know, be able to, like, figure out, like, if they could get these solutions, because what you guys can do can help solve a lot of different issues in different businesses, like not just in the big major corporations, but you guys could pretty much help with a lot of small businesses too, right?
Oh, definitely.
So,
oh yeah.
How's the marketing going for y'all? Like, do y'all have, how's that going? Is that a struggle for y'all? Is that something that y'all been, I mean, I know you got AI, but I mean, you know, to be able to market with your own products is kind of counterproductive, right? You want people to invest in your products and, you know, but I'm sure you have to use your own products too. But how are you guys marketing? How is that coming along?
For sure, for sure. A lot of what we do is relationship based, right? So, you know, the medium business sector as well as the enterprise sector, just previous relationships I've had, right? In reaching out, or either they come to me, you know, once they see what we're doing, and know, you know, your word is everything, right? And your track record is everything. So if you've been solid from the beginning, people know what it is. But if you not necessarily,
you're shady.
But it's just doing that and you know, as far as marketing goes, you know, you run your ads on social media. So we definitely run ads. We definitely are out, you know, in the community. We attend community events, chamber of commerce events, local things, but as well as regional and national things too, right? So you go to seminars. Let's take, for instance, I'll give you a play. Realtors, right? Like we talked about real estate. So if I go to a realtor conference, I'm not a realtor, but I have a product that they all need. I've got a system literally that does everything, and I'm not selling to the individual realtors. I want to sell to the office, right? So I strike up a conversation. I can show them, you know, boom, check this out. This is what it can do. You want to try a little demo of, you know, the technology here. Cool. Here it is. They talk to the voice AI, and it's like, what? You know, it can call people immediately, you know what I'm saying? And then the information just goes right back into the CRM, and it can follow up based on, you know, parameters and all that good stuff. It's, you know, you got a busy realtor. That's going to make your office really attractive when you got all that together, right? Because people are going to want to come work with your team because they ain't got to do all the crazy work, the grunt work. They could just go out there and sell, make that bread. So that's the kind of you know things that we do.
Yeah, y'all, that's why I want people to really understand how to get to y'all, because listen, real estate, it will be great, and so many other industries too. Even in when it comes down to, you know, people who have to get certain information from certain people based on things in the legal system too. AI would definitely help them with that. right? Whereas they will be able to automate the calls, the emails to different people, these senators, like whatever they need to do, they'll be able to put this in a position. They could go by all the phone guidelines that it is per state that they have to, you know, go to, but they can automate so much of the grunt work when it comes down to making sure they get to these people that they need to get these answers from. I'm thinking right now, like, my mom is crazy. I'm thinking all the way past even what it could do for me. I'm already thinking about so many different people who would benefit off of being able to use AI in order to get certain things done. I got, you know, John Barnett just popped in, which is crazy to me. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but John Barnett is a civil rights activist, right? Out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah, so he be like, I've had so many different people on my platform just based off of his referral. And, you know, he dealt with a lot of national cases, some of the biggest things that go on dealing with civil rights. And he's connected with some of the biggest people in civil rights, attorney Ben Crump and a bunch of other people. And it keeps going on, right? So what I'm saying is that even for the work that he do, and not just him, just the parents that are involved. If they was able to really be able to get in a call with you guys and understand how they could be able to use the power of AI in order to get certain things done, it would be amazing. And I'm not saying this to throw it out there so people could try to get in front of them and stop them. I'm saying it in a way that I'm thinking about all these different industries that people could understand the difference on how to use it and not be afraid of it. I think what you guys are doing over there at your company is amazing. I'm glad to see a brother of color and your wife. I don't know, you know, what's, it don't even matter. Like, Julian, whatever y'all got going on. Okay, bet. All right, look, it don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't one of them. I know my name Rashid, but I wasn't about to Dr. Umar you, right? It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't about to do none of that. All I'm saying is that when it comes down to it, I'm glad that y'all are in the space that y'all in, because if nothing else, you know, you guys will be able to help lead the way in so many different other things that you guys will be able to help with. And I understand it ain't everything that you guys can think of right now, right? Because it ain't your lane. But what is your lane is going to go with so many other things. And I want to connect you with so many different, you know, a group of different people so you guys can have a conversation on how that can work, right? Because it will work. Okay. So we got to figure this out. So we're going to definitely stay in contact. But before we get out of here, right, I need you to do me a favor. I want you to tell everybody that's watching and everybody that's going to watch the playback how they could get in contact with your company in order to get the information that they need.
For sure. So you can reach us quite a few ways. You can reach us at ms3it.com, which is on the screen right now. You can give us a call at 919-891-6727. And our voice AI is actually going to pick up, so you'll talk to her and, you know, get scheduled for an appointment there. And when you hit ms3it.com, you can, you know, scroll down and book an appointment directly on the calendar with us. It's at the bottom of the homepage. But feel free to, you know, click demos on the site and try out an AI assistant. So if you have a business, you can actually create a booking bot for your business. So all you have to do is click demos, click AI assistant on the site, fill out a little form that tells us, you know, a little bit about your business, and then the AI will do the rest. And it's pretty cool. It's through text message, and you act like a customer for your business, and it'll try to book you for an appointment.
Oh, that's so dope. So yeah, so we want all of y'all that's watching now and those of y'all that's watching the playback, make sure y'all reach out to Mr. Andre Lassiter. And then if nothing else, reach out to me and I'll connect y'all. Andre, I'm going to be talking to you going forward because we're going to try to move some things around and get you a lot more business, brother. And because what you're doing is going to help a lot more people. So we're going to do some things. We're going to do some extra marketing for y'all. We're going to try to figure this thing out, man, right? Because
yes, indeed.
We need that. We need that in our community. We need that in the different things that we're faced with on a day-to-day basis. So this will be dope. So for all of y'all that's watching right now, thank y'all so much for jumping on the live. Y'all know how we do each and every week. I told y'all, I'm going to talk to some of the world's most interesting people, and I'm not going to fall short of that. Outside of that, Thank y'all all for making sure that y'all stay in contact with me even after the shows. I love that, and wanting to know more about the guests. So that's amazing. All the audio version people that download the audio version, y'all know what to do. All y'all got to do is run this playback. Since y'all can't technically see the MIS3IT.com on the screen like we can, but you guys can always find us on YouTube at Sparking Conversation if you need to go and make sure you get the spelling. For any other reason, if you can't understand what we're saying. But definitely, we're going to make sure that the brother is really getting his word out there about what he do, because it's very important. So look, bro, don't go nowhere. We're going to talk a little bit offline. But to all of y'all that was watching, thank y'all so much. John Barnett, thank you for jumping in, brother. We got to talk because I had a guest on last week. I'm quite sure that you would love to have a conversation with. So we need to chop it up, bro. I'm going to reach out to you and let you know. But other than that, y'all know what to do. It's your boy, Rod One. And don't forget, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, peace.